item on the agenda is Vining Marine Group LLC, 071161. Mr. McGinnis? Thank you, Mr. Barnell, appreciate that.
This project of Vining Marine Group LLC is for the construction of a 16-foot wide by 240-foot long commercial super yacht pier. The pier will also include a 6-foot wide by 50-foot long ramp or gangway that will access the pier from Upland Walkway. It's situated on Little Creek in a portion known as Waterman's Cove in the city of Norfolk, and it is objected by several nearby property owners. Just to get your location here, this is Little Creek just off the Chesapeake Bay. This is a 1994 USGS aerial photograph. Some of you may have remembered that in January of last year, the commission heard a wetland board appeal on this particular case. The site here, you can see there's an old vessel here. This was the Sea Belle. It had been brought to the site originally to be turned into a restaurant. After several years, it actually ended up burning and was left in place quite the eyesore. And attempts by VMRC and the city of Norfolk to remove that were unsuccessful over a number of years. The current owners came in and they did have that vessel removed. This is just a 2004 photo here. You can see it again. And then in 2007, you see that it's now gone. So they have removed that. They have received their permits from the Norfolk Wilderness Board, the Army Corps of Engineers, and the State Department of Environmental Quality to fill in that old slip as it had been prior to it being excavated. They'll essentially be creating a bulkhead feature that is channelward of the commission's jurisdiction since we view that as a man-made cove, I guess you could call it. Just another shot here. At the bottom of the picture is Little Creek Amphibious Base, Naval Amphibious Base, and the two marinas on either side of the property are also owned by Vining's Marine Group. Just to back up one picture here too. It's my understanding that all, if not most, of the protestants who have voiced some opposition to the project live in the condominium development down here. And we'll get into that in a second, but most of their concerns appear to be related to a proposed condominium development that will be placed on the upland piece of the property here rather than the actual super yacht pier that is before you today. Just another close-up there. This is the ground shot looking out to the south towards the amphibious base. This is the slip that will be filled. And this is the pier that's being proposed. And as I mentioned, this is a bulkhead and alignment right here. Mean little water comes in right through here, and staff agreed that in its natural state, it would have come across just channelward of that bulkhead. So the portions within your all's jurisdiction is limited to, again, the pier and a portion of the ramp that overlies state of subaqueous portions here. The bottom section here is the one that focuses on more. You can see a 16-foot wide floating pier, and at any one time, it's proposed to have up to two transient yachts, super yachts they're calling them, one on either side of the pier. They're shown here an example of a 170-foot yacht with a 24-foot beam. The application states they potentially could have yachts with up to a 36-foot beam on either side. So, large floating vessels for sure. And the yacht pier is intended for the transient use, yachts coming in to resupply or stop temporarily. There will be upland facilities to help support the pier. This is just details of the floating sections. Just to get a little bit more into the objections that we received protests from non-property owners with objections ranging from concerns over the overabundance of condominiums in the area, increased traffic, and a general concern for the potential impacts to upland wildlife. Only two objections stated any concern for marine life or habitat, and those were by Mr. Arnold Rochester and Mr. Stephen Wood. I did receive a phone call this morning from Rosemary Mall, whose objection is 4A in your package. She was a little confused as to what the hearing was about today. After explaining to her, she stated that her only concern is for the condos. She has no problem with the proposed super yacht here. And just to further clarify to the commission, the upland piece of property was owned by Bonnie's Marine Group. They are going to own and operate the super yacht pier, and there will be a walkway that will be on the upland that will go around the property. But the interior of this piece of property has been, my understanding, sold to East Beach LLC, who is acting as the agent on this project, and they will be developing condos. So they're really two separate projects on one piece of property. And so really the condos don't tie it at all in to the pier. They won't have any use of it from what is being proposed. James Chamberlain Science, in the report stated, dated December 6, 2007, stated the proposed pier would result in minimal shading impacts. The remaining comments in the report related to the filling of the man-made slip, which again falls outside the commission's jurisdiction. The project has received approval from the State Department of Health and Marine Program, and we have not received any other comments or concerns from other state agencies. So with that, I'll move into our summary and recommendation. While staff is sympathetic to concerns expressed by the protestants, staff does not believe the proposed pier has any substantial bearing on those concerns. Much of the protestants' concerns appear to relate to upland condominium development, which is not subject to this application. Where those 240-foot-long piers of similar length to adjacent piers and should not serve as an impediment to navigation within this portion of Little Creek. In staff's opinion, the project appears to have been properly designed and should complement the applicant's adjacent marine operations. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, since impacts resulting from the use of state-owned submerged land should be minimal, and after considering all the factors contained in Section 20.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the project be approved as proposed. Staff recommends the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $21,192 for the bold outline encroachment of the pier and yacht slips over 21,192 square feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of $1 per square foot. Staff further recommends the inclusion of a permit condition which prohibits the permanent mooring of any vessels at the pier, since the stated purpose is for the transit use by super yachts only. Any change in this use would require a new public interest review and commission authorization, including a reassessment of the recommended royalty assessment. With that, I'd be happy to answer any questions. I believe there is supposed to be representation of the applicant. I'm not aware if any of the protestants are here, but they were notified.
Okay. Question, Mr. Fox. Do you have a drawing showing the pier relative to the adjacent piers?
There's not a drawing, but to, if I could, let me use a drawing tool here just to provide the pier. If I imagine that a straight line.
We will.
It's in this approximate location here. So it starts roughly in the middle of the slip. Mm-hmm. And its length is similar to that on both of these piers here.
So it does not protrude into the channel wood of the others.
No, actually, when I did my measurements, the pier is actually slightly shorter than this, but in relative, it's roughly the same length.
Further questions? Thank you,
Don.
Is the applicant representing? Come forward, please. Whoever's going to testify, please come forward. And if both of you are going to testify, both of you please come forward. Thank you. Raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, self God. Amen. State your name, please.
Brian Baker from Vining's Marine Group. Basically, I am here representing them, and we have no proposed amount of time when we're going to build this due to the economic situation going on right now. But it's something we've been working on for a very long time, actually numerous years, under the previous ownership and now Vining's. And it is solely for the purpose for bringing the transient, the larger vessels in that already come in and utilize our fuel dock at Little Creek Marina and other areas. So we're trying to create an area for them.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yes, my name is Buddy Gaddams with Marathon Development Group. I own the land in front of the proposed super yacht pier. We've been working probably for about the last 5 years with Vining's Marine. Spent a couple hundred thousand dollars removing the Seabell, the rusty old vessel that
thank you
polluting and so.
Any opposition? You're not opposed, you're supporting.
I'm supporting.
Okay. Questions?
Well,
Mr. Fox?
I want to make sure that we specify for the record that none of the upland activities are within our jurisdiction at all, so we're not talking about
that. That's why I stayed away from it.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Absolutely.
And the filling of the slip is out of our jurisdiction because it was previously dredged and so on, and the bulkhead across the mouth of that will be above the high water mark. So that's out of our jurisdiction as well.
For perfection of the record, so noted.
Right. So we're only talking about the pier.
Correct.
Right.
Thank you, gentlemen. Anyone here in opposition to the project? Matters before the commission.
I move we adopt staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Holland, second by Mr. Fox. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much, ma'am. Thank you, gentlemen.